Hey, it's Lisa Evans. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast. Today, Junior. Today on the podcast, we talk about our Cuba trip, which you should, I suck at this. Can you just do it?
Hey, what's up? It's Ryder. On the podcast today, we talk about our Cuba trip, which you should totally come on. The chili cook-off, which I managed to beat Lisa at because I voted for myself and she didn't. Wow, so dumb. Dreisaitl does some swearing and our favorite episode of Two-Headed Therapist ever, maybe. Enjoy the show.
This is Ryder Reloaded, the official podcast of Ryder in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
I'm pretty pumped.
I know you're pumped.
Looks like I'll be the only one in this room that's verified on Twitter for a while.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Twitter. Thanks for giving a white supremacist rally organizer a blue check mark. Then the whole world gets pissed off and now it's suspended.
No more verifications for a while.
So. How do they get the blue check mark, yet I write in to get verified and say that I'm a morning show host?
Oh, that's why they knew you were lying.
Why?
You're a morning show co-host.
Well, not when I'm talking. I'm the morning show host and you're my co-host. That's the way she goes.
Okay. I bet there are a lot of people that wish that's what the show was.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
But that's not. That's why you have to tell the truth. When you're applying.
They don't look into it that much.
Yeah, they do. When I originally did it, I wanted to apply as a male dancer and radio host. And they're like, no.
Sorry, we've seen your moves.
Not going to get verified for that. For that same move over and over again. The one leg forward lunge dry hump. That's what my main move is.
Yeah, it's the only one I've ever seen. No, don't do it. Please stop.
It's Friday. A couple new movies hitting the box office this weekend that could be pretty good. This Murder on the Orient Express sounds like it's pretty awesome.
I'm terrible at watching trailers these days. I used to always dedicate hours to seeing like what all the new trailers were for movies that were coming out in the next couple months. And lately I'm just like so clueless. So what's this movie about?
Well, that's because there hasn't been, other than It, over the last 6 months, there might be a movie or two someone's interested in, but as far as like mass popularity, there hasn't been a real buzz about anything.
Yeah, unless you're a big superhero fan. I mean, there's usually superhero movies being pumped out.
That's right. And maybe that's why there are less movies, is all of the production companies are like, oh, let's just make another superhero movie. They make us the most money. This one, I don't think is. It's the tale of 13 strangers stranded on a train where everyone's a suspect. So it's kind of like a murder mystery.
Ooh.
Movie style. And Michelle Pfeiffer and Johnny Depp are both in it.
Well, hello.
Eyes linger any longer, I'll have to charge rent.
I'll pay.
Hot scene.
Hot.
All right. And next up, Daddy's Home 2. The first one actually got pretty okay reviews as far as I know.
So this has Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, and Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
And they've added Mel Gibson to the mix on this one. So there's another dad introduced to, because I think it's the story of a stepdad and a dad, right? So now Mel Gibson comes in as the actual father or something.
Okay.
I don't know. But this scene, they're discussing the thermostat.
What is going on?
Adriana, she turned up the thermostat.
Said she fiddles with the thermostat at your place anytime she damn well pleases.
Mister, is that true? Tell me that's not true.
Brad, do you let the kids touch the thermostat at your house?
What? No. The thermostat is a sacred covenant. I can't believe we're even talking about this. This is madness.
So both of those hit the theater tonight. All right, the weather is kind of crappy. Not terrible today, but just in general. I mean, winter is here. So may we suggest you book a trip and then it all of a sudden feels way better. Like, I'll just deal with this for the next couple months, and then I'll be in paradise.
Plus, it motivates you to work out.
Yeah, it's true, actually. We are heading January 15th to 22nd to Cuba, hitting up a 4-star resort. All the details at hot107.ca. We're qualifying people to win a trip every weekday at about 8:40, but you can actually go and buy your way on right now.
It's so worth it. Every single year, the memories that we make and the fun we had is the best.
Our buddy Doug getting bit in the face by an ostrich he tried to kiss in the petting zoo when he'd been drinking too much.
Even just coming to see Doug do silly things is worth it.
Yeah, I would pay that money even if it was like, we're going to Edgerton,
right,
Alberta, to watch Doug do silly things. And he's coming again, so a lot of people are. So join the trip. Hot107.ca has all the details. We've teamed up with New West Travel yet again, as they do just a spiffy job of making sure everything's on track and we're where we're supposed to be and when. And
They sure romanced their resort to us. They're like, yeah, we got like 11 bars, 5 pools or something crazy like that. That I was like, okay, I want to go tomorrow.
Yeah.
Let's go.
And apparently Veradero, where we're staying, they said like the nightlife is incredible and very safe. You can walk into town, which is like a 10-minute walk. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden it's just like different restaurants along the way, different pubs you can stop at. It's going to be like a pub crawl, a walking pub crawl every night.
But we'll be wearing shorts and bikinis.
Oh, I can't wait. January 15th to 22nd. Jump on board with us. And all the details, like I said, hot107.ca. Hi, Mama. Today's words of wisdom come to us from @sarcasticmummy4 on Twitter. I put all my symptoms into WebMD, and it turns out I just have kids.
It's time for another episode of Flower Shop Friday on Rider in the Morning.
Indeed it is. This is where I prank phone call a florist every Friday at around this time and see what dumb things I can get them to write on a card. Let's go.
Mill Street Florist.
Oh, pretty good, thanks. You?
Good.
Just wondering if you could fill out a card for me. I'm going to pop in a little later and pick out some flowers.
Yeah, okay, absolutely.
I hid the body behind the flower shop.
Oh my god. Okay.
Now what?
Okay.
And then you don't have to worry about the florist.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say,
mm-hmm,
she's not the smartest petal on the stem.
What is this?
Can you just read that back to me, make sure we got it?
Just 1 second, please.
She's on to you.
Oh, for sure.
Probably going to get her boss.
I hid the body behind the flower shop. Now what? You don't have to worry about the florist. Let's just say she's not the smartest petal on the stem.
Perfect.
Did I pass?
You did great. To be perfectly honest, I think you are the smartest petal on the stem. My name's Ryder. I do a morning show in Edmonton, and I prank phone call florists every Friday.
Oh.
And see what I can get them to write on a card.
Oh, I see.
And you're like the only person who's figured out that it's a prank in years.
Really?
Yeah.
That's too funny.
Are you comfortable with me putting this on my radio show?
Yeah, but how do I listen to it?
Hot107.ca.
Awesome. Thanks
but
very much.
Here, you also have to not tell all the other, your florist buddies.
Okay, great.
And don't say anything about that dead body either.
I would never.
Flower shop, flower shop, flower shop Friday.
Tell us your issues that you need some help with. You need some guidance. And we will do our best to do so with the two-headed therapist game. Oh, I believe we actually have a flashy intro for this.
Are you a math textbook? Because you got so many problems. Ryder and Lisa want to help, one word at a time. This is the Two-Headed Therapist on Hot 107.
David texted into 780-107 saying he's had a phlegmy cough for about 4 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
How can he get rid of it?
I
would
suggest
taking
whiskey.
It's a good answer.
Yeah, it's true. Every time I stop drinking, I get sick.
If you want to not get sick, just go out or like go to a buddy's house with like a 2-6 of R&R.
Yeah.
Get it done.
No, don't get the whole bottle done.
Well, you know what I mean.
Depends on your tolerance, I suppose. Next up, Josh needs help quitting smoking again.
Ugh, Josh.
Why?
Did.
You.
Start.
Again.
You.
Should.
Maybe.
Just.
Go
to
the
doctor
and
look
at
smokers'
lungs.
Like even the...
Like the pictures?
The pictures.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
I like
work.
That.
Yeah,
I like that. Or, you know, he could just Google it.
Good point.
Yeah, yeah.
Good advice, though. Okay, oof, this one. I got a down cow in the alley that won't get up. What should I do? Eat.
It. Oof.
All right,
ooh,
we'll do
dear.
One. We'll do... No, it was a cow.
No, you know what I mean.
We'll do one more round of this coming up next. Texting your problems.
More of the Two-Headed Therapist on Rider in the Morning.
On Hot 107.
Yeah, we're dishing out that good therapy today. Somebody's going to win some lights tickets. I can't get enough of Rider and Lisa in the morning. What should I do?
Download
our
podcast.
I really want to go to Jasper with you guys. Are there spots left?
Yes.
Good. That's all that one needed.
Had a friends with benefits coworker who thought I wanted to date him even when I said no multiple times. What do I say? What do I do?
Switch.
To. Different.
Job.
Oh, I was going to say coworker.
It's.
Just kidding. Okay. I need to find a roommate by the end of the month and my ads on Kijiji ain't biting.
Okay.
Well,
there
are
lots
of
roommates
to
get
if
you
go
to
the
remand
center.
Mm-hmm. Probably a list there. People coming out looking for new places to live. What's up, Remand Center? Always
What's
got
up?
Us on in there.
They really do.
Respect.
Number one at the Remand Center, Rider in the Morning. That's what's up. Jody texted in saying, I can't stop eating McDonald's. Help. Have
you
ever
seen
Wendy's? Great value menu. Just saying.
Spicy chicken, you know?
Dude, the spicy chicken is always fresh. It has to be because the batter is like a wet hot
okay,
sauce,
that's
right? And if they leave it underneath the lamp, it'll get soggy. So it's always fresh. Just a heads up.
I've got a crush on Lisa. Please help. Oh.
Well.
You.
Don't.
Actually.
Know.
Her.
Rider in the Morning.
Hot 107.
Unreal weekend for sports ahead. We got the Rangers tomorrow, 11 a.m. Sure, you wake up for that, set an alarm, whatever you got to do.
Like we're playing the Rangers?
Yeah, the Oilers are.
Okay, cool. Yeah, any excuse to have a beer before 11 a.m. is totally cool in my books.
I don't know why you'd be drinking for pregame, but okay. And Capitals on Sunday at 5.
What does pregame mean?
Well, you said you want to drink before 11. The game doesn't start until 11.
Yeah.
So you need to get a buzz before the game starts?
I'm going to pour a beer before the puck drops.
Yeah. Okay.
No, just me?
I'm not judging.
I feel like you're judging.
I'm not.
Okay.
Rangers tomorrow at 11, Capitals Sunday at 5, and then, of course, the Eskimos got their playoff game on Sunday afternoon. So it should be a pretty awesome weekend for sports. Yesterday was pretty sweet, too. Oh, yeah.
Dreisaitl, I love to watch. Dreisaitl, I love to watch. Dreisaitl.
Yeah, got the overtime winner from McDavid. They just switched roles for who scored and who assisted on the overtime winner from the game before.
I don't know why you're saying overtime in just a regular voice. You
Sorry.
Know that there's a rule here.
Draisaitl got the overtime winner.
Thank you.
Yeah. You do it way better than me. That's maybe why I'm a little hesitant on it. I just don't feel comfortable with this.
Leon Draisaitl, overtime winner.
He does it really good. You do it really good.
I sure do.
Give the people what they want.
Draisaitl with the overtime winner!
See what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh. Mike from our sales pit just walked by and looked very confused because I was making direct eye contact with him when I was doing that.
And screaming. Draisaitl had a post-game interview, again, as per usual. NHL players are far too calm in their post-game interviews. I think that they could all rally around a little bit more hype. And what brings more hype? Fake swear words.
Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, we dug ourselves a little f***ing hole, and you know, now is the time to get back out of it. I think that, again, another pretty solid f***ing effort throughout our whole lineup, and every line contributed, and you know, that's how you win on the road.
It sure is. Two more road games before returning home, where we will be taking on the Las Vegas Knights for the first time, which is kind of cool.
And they're going to be here?
Yep.
Cool.
And then we're there in January.
Isn't that McDavid's birthday?
Yeah, so his birthday is, his 21st birthday is on the night they play in Vegas, and then the Oilers have the next week off.
So they're probably going to stay in Vegas for a couple nights.
Oh, for sure.
Duh.
But can you imagine, especially if they pick up the win that night against Las Vegas?
I'd be so stressed if I were his girlfriend.
I'd be stressed
can
if I was his bodyguard. Like, that's going to be just ridiculous. Anyways, I'm going. So are we okay?
What?
Well, I told you I'd beat you, and I did.
The only reason that I'm upset is because I didn't even think that I would make it into the top three. And you and I tied for second place, and we needed one more vote. And then here comes Shirley McQueen, radio legend, comes strolling in. And our GM's like, all right, Shirley, you got to try two chilies that are tied in second place. It was you against me.
Mm-hmm.
And she chose you.
This is for the big office chili cook-off, which is a pretty big deal around here.
It really is.
So I took down second place yesterday, which I had my sights set on first. But
I know.
We also had a contest because it was way too busy for both of us to make chilies while trying to do the show and whatnot. So next year, the deal is that you have to be my assistant now that I beat you.
But
so I get you to like chop my vegetables.
Oh, good, because I think you chop yours way too chunky.
Okay, see, as my assistant, I will tell you, throw those out and start again, but I want them a little bit bigger. I'm not going to be a good boss. But that's what's happening. So next year's chili cook-off will keep you updated. But yeah, it did come down to you and me and one deciding vote because we tied.
But yours was like just a mixture of a bunch of random things you found in the fridge. I had a precise recipe. It was simple. It was delicious.
No, just because I used different meats doesn't mean it was just a mashup of fridge stuff.
Yeah, you put like 40 different sauces in it.
I like to mix it up a little bit, yeah. Either way, big win. By one vote, and I still can't believe you didn't vote for yourself. Like, that's so dumb. Right? I did.
Yeah, I know you did.
You would have won had you voted for yourself, because we tied. So it wouldn't have had to go to the tiebreaker. You just would have won. So dumb.
Ryder Reloaded, the official podcast of Ryder in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.